cliffcentral.com.
Leanne, won't you get the door quickly? I think it's George. Hello. Hey, George.
Hey, Gareth, how are you?
What's happened to your background, George? You're not in your studio. Where are you?
I decided to sit downstairs in the study.
Well, it looks damn fine in your study.
Thanks.
Oh, that's nice. You got a Steve Jobs book up there. What else have you got in your library?
I've got a...
Show me what's the... Yeah, let me see. The Stress Code.
That's actually a South African author, Richard Sutton.
Okay. Your books are laid out differently to how a librarian would usually put them. Some are facing forward. It looks like an exclusive book set. It's amazing.
I'm not a conformist, that's why.
Yeah. Clear. Well, it looks
George,
good.
Great jawline.
These are all tech search books. All of those.
George, do you read a lot of those business books? Because I always think they're the most boring books in the whole world. I've never read one business book in my life, but it seems to me like a lot of smart people in business do. So I feel like I should be.
Category specific, yeah. So all of those books up there are autobiographies. So I like business autobiographies.
Right.
That's one, and then if it's topic specific, like these are all specifically related to technology search.
That's nice.
For business books, yeah, but not just anything. I agree with you. Some of them are.
I'm looking at my bookshelf now, and I've got a book with an elephant on it, and it says "Trunk Trouble." It's clearly a children's book. And I've got a book of, it's called The Little Book of Sex. And a few thesauruses and crossword dictionaries.
That's excellent. Excellent. You see, different strokes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, George, it's Friday. We always love it when you join us because it means the weekend is upon us. So what do you have for us on your menu of tricks today?
In Nebraska, mm-hmm. You know where Nebraska is, on the Interstate 80, the military left a tank on the side of the road, abandoned.
A military tank.
So if you just Google abandoned tank, or I can send it to you, you'll see that this military tank was on a trailer and...
It didn't work anymore, or could someone have driven it away if they were quick?
Apparently, there were no signs of anything wrong with the tank. And then when the inquiry started happening, apparently they had done a training exercise, and the driver was no longer available, so they had to wait for a new driver.
Okay, but it wasn't like they didn't.
Not just anyone can drive those.
Yeah, they didn't just abandon it on the side. I mean, I'd love to have a tank, but it's apparently quite difficult to drive them around because you can't take them on tar roads; they'll ruin them.
Yeah. So this was on a trailer, and nothing wrong with the trailer, nothing wrong with the tank, but apparently in its move, that somebody left it there, and then the next driver that was supposed to pick it up wasn't available, so it stood there for a while. So a little bit of a mystery.
Wouldn't you like to drive a tank?
I'd love to drive a tank.
I feel like you can't see when you drive them, hey?
I've got a little, like a viewer. It's almost like a post box thing that the guy looks through.
Yeah, that would freak me out, man.
Although I'm sure these days they've got much more technologically advanced interiors. So they probably have screens that you could see, like a 360-degree view. And, I mean, like the car that I'm driving that Phil, we've had Phil on the show a couple of times. Phil's, he gave me that Bucky the other day that we spoke about. And that thing has a camera that you can actually almost get a bird's eye view of your car.
I don't know how it works.
I know. Yeah, so the cameras are actually around the car, and it stitches the image together.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah. You feel like you're actually above looking. Yeah. So it'll help you to park. It'll help you to not hit any obstacles. It'll help you to turn properly. And getting out of a very tight little driveway or something is suddenly much easier because you actually can see it from above.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's incredible. And then the Subaru Forester was hit by a maple tree also in America, in Chicago. And while this couple was waiting for the insurance company to come and fetch this wreck on their sidewalk, they decided to turn it into a little bit of a museum. They put a plaque on it with a QR code because they had a video of the tree falling onto the car. So you could walk up to the car, have a look at it, scan the QR code, and then have a look at the video to see this car.
Oh my gosh.
By a maple tree.
That's pretty ridiculous.
So when you, I mean, I've often said my car was hit by a tree, but it was actually the other way around.
You hit the tree with your car.
Yeah. So this is the true sense that a tree did hit the car.
The tree did hit the car in the middle of the night, a maple tree. I thought dogs' names were maple.
Maple's what they make syrup out of.
Yeah, you're right, maple syrup.
And there are gang wars currently. There are maple syrup gang wars in Canada. That's a real story, by the way.
Well, Canada, wow. I mean, they have to make up some story because otherwise things would be so boring they wouldn't have anything in the news. But it's also the symbol on the Canadian flag. Yeah, that red leaf in the middle of the Canadian flag is a maple leaf.
Is a maple leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. So what have you done with your car? What has your car become during lockdown? So American platform similar to Auto Trader did a study. The name's TrueCar. And they found that 56% of Americans are grateful to have their cars for leisurely drives, or at least leisurely drives during lockdown to get out.
Mm. George, what is the correct protocol for people who drive extremely slowly? It's usually very old people or people who are quite stupid because they don't seem to think about anyone else on the roads with them. And a slow driver can be as dangerous as a fast driver. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. My belief is that it's not the speed that kills you. It's the speed differential that kills you.
Yeah. Slowing down really fast.
It's the sudden stop that kills you. You know, so if you fall off a tall building, the fall's not killing you. It's the sudden stop that kills you.
Yeah, that's. but these people who drive very slowly, they're as big a problem for us as the speed is.
I think so. But you know that South African highways have a minimum speed limit.
No, I didn't know that.
Isn't it 60?
Yeah, you're not supposed to go less than 60. Some highways, depending on whether it's 100, 120, have a 40-kilometer-an-hour speed, bottom-end speed limit.
Okay.
You're not allowed to go slower than that. But I've seen people driving at 30 k's an hour, and I still think that that's dangerous.
There was an old lady in front of me on the road yesterday, which is why I bring this up, and she was on a – like she thought it was a Sunday afternoon, and she had – obviously she's got a lot of time on her hands – and she was not in a hurry. And we were all, there were about 10 cars starting to back up behind her on a normal road.
That reminds me of a woman in Cape Town who I was also stuck behind. And when I overtook her, she was smoking a huge spliff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cheech and Chong style.
Well, in the same study, 37% of Americans used their cars as personal or business phone call booths.
Yeah.
So that's lockdown.
Yeah.
You go to your car to make a phone call, and 32% have turned their driver's seat of their car into a makeshift office.
Wow.
And during lockdown, 35% of people have named their cars. Do you name your objects?
I name my car.
Do you?
Oh, every car I've had has had a name. Obviously, I don't own a car at the moment, so I don't have one. But they've always had names, yeah.
And here's an interesting innovation. You know Taco Bell?
Yes, mm-hmm. the restaurant chain.
Yes, the restaurant chain. So what they've invented a new way for you to collect food. So as sit-down restaurants decline, the Taco Bell has launched this Go Mobile app, part of their app. And what this app does is it tracks your location. So when you place your order, they will prioritize your food depending on how far you are away from the restaurant. So if you begin driving towards the restaurant, they will notice that, and then they will prioritize your food based on whether you're going to get there first or not.
Imagine how that slow woman driver would stuff that up.
Well, that slow woman driver is going to get her food put in the back of the queue.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting innovation. And then we spoke about the Rolls-Royce Ghost before. You remember the stars on the ceiling of the Rolls-Royce Ghost.
Hell of a car. Sure.
Hell of a car. So they've now extended these little stars to the dashboard of the Ghost in the 2021 upcoming model. But that's not the most interesting part. It's just how long it took to put these stars in the dashboard. 850 stars took 2 years, 10,000 hours to get into this dashboard. 90,000 laser etched dots across the dashboard to make sure that the light is dispersed and twinkles like real stars.
I think that's amazing. And you know, we are so privileged to live in a time where somebody with a lot of money can ask for a dashboard of stars, and there are people who will spend 2.5 years of their life making it so for the right price.
Exactly.
What a fantastic species we are. And people will laugh and they'll say, oh, that's stupid. You know, it's like those watches that cost millions of rands, but they've got jewels in them and they've got these little wheels made of solid platinum and they, you know, it's just that craftsmanship is so absolutely incredible. And, you know, this was not possible a couple of hundred years ago, not only because technology has eventually got us to a point where we can do it, but it was impossible because humans had to spend their time eating and hunting and fighting and doing all the things that we don't have to do all the time anymore. It's great. This is terrific.
Well, I mean, you talk like that. It's kind of people say that automation is going to take away jobs. No, automation is going to free our minds to think up things like this.
Thank you.
You know, it's not. You just got to find something else to do that adds value to somebody else in the world, and then you'll never not have a job. You know, so automation isn't the threat. Because look at this. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's terrific. That looks amazing. That's the kind of thing I would like to, you know, I wish I had billions and billions. I'd just make people do dumb projects like that. And I say dumb, but I think it's actually really interesting.
Some of them will stick, I guess. And then lastly, Gareth, I don't know if you remember the beach buggy.
Yeah.
The VW beach buggy.
Yes, of course. It had... it was like an open top, right?
And yes.
Yeah. Okay. Got you.
Open top and quite an iconic car next to the Beetle.
Yes.
So VW has decided to launch the ID Buggy, which is an EV version that can go off-road. I sent you a link and we'll tweet the photos.
This is a firm favorite among surfers.
Yes. Yes.
Let me have a look at this.
It looks like from the side, you know, there's new age silicone oven gloves. They look like little
You say that. I say it looks like a frog.
It does look
it looks like an animal.
Mm. It's a nice car though. I mean, it's if you're going to go to the beach, that's the perfect car for the beach.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know whether the seats are plastic. I'm hoping the seats are plastic because you don't want to have to worry about the seats getting wet and full of sand and you know. So I hope the interior, Toyota had that the name escapes me, that box shaped Toyota that came out recently. You could wash that car inside. It was almost like it looked like a Hummer.
You could just turn the tap on and spray water inside the car?
Yeah, yeah. What was it?
The FJ.
The FJ, that's the one. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, that's a beast of a car. Jeez.
You know, they stopped producing it, but the FJ, you could literally take a hose pipe and hose the inside of the car out.
So you're speaking about the FJ. We were speaking of Botswana earlier, and one of the running trips I went on, the guys that the troopers who look after rhinos, commissioned with the FJs, and that was the first time I'd ever been in one. Those things are unbelievable inside. As you're saying, it was almost like being in a spaceship.
Yeah, it's a beautiful car inside. I don't know why it wasn't that successful, but it's pretty rugged inside.
Amazing. Well, George, you've given us lots to think about this morning, as always.
Thank you, Gareth.
Yeah, always good to see you. CliffCentral.com.